Tell me what the hot springs looked like in those days.
Well, we got a picture of it before they built the hotel, you mean?
Well, no, in the days,
when they had the beautiful garden.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really nice. Right where the Olympic pool is sitting now was the most beautiful garden. And they raised beautiful cabbages, all kinds of vegetables. And the meals at the hotel were all family style, long tables with 8 or 10 people at each table, wasn't it?
You're going to face the microphone out.
And,
Yes.
So, and they would be serving dishes of several kinds of vegetables, fresh on the table at dinner time. Boy, it was wonderful meals.
An article has just come out in the Anchorage paper about Circle Hot Springs, and I haven't read it, but it would make
me so angry
if I do read it, because Sylvia has the copy. There's so much misinformation. And for one thing, that is said that Mr. Leach was an antisocial person. That is the farthest thing from the truth. He was a most charming,
gracious host.
And he would be up day or night, whatever, if people were arriving. And I don't know who, I'm not saying, I don't know who they interviewed at Circle Hot Springs, this reporter, but the paper came out last Sunday, the Anchorage paper. And Loris told me about it. She said, Mother, you won't believe that there's a picture and a paper about, an article about Circle Hot Springs. I said, oh, well, that's nice. She said, well, you won't think it's so nice when you read it.
They said was that whenever they got loaded up at Circle Hot Springs, no more room for guests, the spillover would go over to Central, to Riley's Roadhouse. Well, you know what the Riley's Roadhouse has been for the last 10 years. It's been a nothing.
That's the one that.
How can they say things like that? I wonder.
That's the one that the Williams own now, and
you ought to get a copy of that.
Well,
Anchorage Daily Times.
Anyway, that made me very angry to say anything about Frank Leach to that, because he was a very, very charming man.